From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday. The U.S. Senate advanced a stopgap funding bill on Monday that paves the way to reopen the federal government 3 days into a partial shutdown. That shutdown was triggered in part by a partisan brawl over immigration. 33 Democrats joined 48 Republicans to end debate in the 100-member chamber on a bill extending the government's spending authority through February 8th. But that sets the stage for final Senate passage. Swift approval was expected in the House of Representatives, after which the bill will go to the White House for President Trump's signature. President Trump imposed stiff tariffs on imported solar panels and washing machines Monday in an attempt to protect American manufacturers. The U.S. Trade Representative's office made the recommendation to the president for the tariffs. Trump has often promised to get tough with China and other exporters that he says compete unfairly with American manufacturers. Police in northwestern Pakistan say a student on Monday shot and killed his college principal on campus after accusing him of blasphemy. The murder occurred at the private Islamia College in the northwestern town of Charsatta. The shooter has been arrested, according to the police chief, who said that the principal had reprimanded one of his students for skipping classes to attend an Islamist rally supporting Pakistan's blasphemy laws. The argument angered the student, who fired 6 shots at the principal. Police arrived at the campus and arrested the shooter and took his weapon. This is VOA News.